morning, 194, 825 the morning, Zero and Joel D in the 194 Morning Playhouse, and then the Amy K will be back on Monday, same day that we're going to officially kick off 194's Pay Your Bills, brought to you by Jordahl Custom Homes and Blue Wolf Casino for and by the Plains Art Museum. Basically, go to 194.com between now and, well, preferably before Monday, so that your name could be in the hat for us to pull it out, call off your name, you call in, we give you some cash, and we call it Pay Your Bills, but we know full well some people are going to go ahead and, yes, pay their bills. And some people are going to be like, I need a new handbag, or I need to, I don't know, buy a goat. Whatever you want to buy.
I would buy a goat if I won some money. Like, get one of those little baby miniature goats and get, like, a blue merle-colored one, you know, like the dapple color.
Sure.
So cute.
Yeah, why not? Let's say somebody just randomly right now is like, here, Joel D, here's a random $1,000 you didn't know you were going to have.
Right.
What would you spend it on?
Oh, goodness gracious. That's a great question. I don't know. You're putting me on the spot. I mean, I would probably, you know what? I would probably pay a bill, actually. I put it down on my credit card.
I'd like to think I would, but what would happen is I'd go home and be like, guess what, wife and children? I won $1,000. And then a few hours later, I'd be like, here's what we're spending your $1,000 on. Oh. Thanks,
guys. Because I had already spent that $1,000 because I'm taking a trip, you know. I'm going to go see some tulips. So that was a little bit expensive. So I would pay my credit card off that I put the trip on.
You're king of not telling enough of the story. You're going to the Netherlands. There's tulips there. You're going to see the tulips in the Netherlands.
Yeah, I'm going to see the tulips.
It doesn't make sense if you just say randomly, I'm going to go see tulips.
Oh, yeah, in the Netherlands.
There's no context to it whatsoever.
In my head, I said that. I didn't say it out loud.
No.
Though. Oh, okay.
You just said, I'm going to go see tulips.
I thought I did. I thought I said I was going to the Netherlands. In my head, I thought I said that.
You need the context.
So if I win money from Pay Your Bills, Y94 going to pay your bills starting Monday. If I won that money, I would invest in some sort of like AI ability to talk out loud from my brain.
Online at Y94.com, or you can just text money to 35270. Okay. Sign up for Y94 Pays Your Bills. Going to do that on Monday starting at 7:10. As we pull a TRQ out of the box, a totally random question. And TRQ for you. Okay, well, this could go two different directions because there's two choices here. Is there a sound or a smell that just makes you cringe? Either a sound or a smell that just makes you cringe. Maybe you got one of each. Is there a sound or a smell that you just can't stand there, Joel D?
Just gave me goosebumps thinking about it right now. And what was it? A couple days ago, you touched the memory foam because we have sound densening memory foam in the studio and everywhere because it's a radio station. I cannot stand thinking about people touching it or even touching it. It like makes me want to throw up when I touch it. Right now, I'm literally getting goosebumps and I'm like getting cold. I can't talk about it. So foam, like memory foam, disgusting. It's the grossest feel in the entire world.
So it's not specifically just like this soundproofing on the walls in here. It's just like anything of that squishy memory foamy kind of stuff.
Well, that's exactly what it looks like for like that memory foam topper stuff that you buy for a mattress back in the day before they started putting it inside. Like, yeah, it's all of that stuff. It's just gross.
People love that stuff, though. What a horrible time in society for you to be a single man. What if you go to somebody's place and all of a sudden she's like, look at what I have, this cushy bed I have.
I mean, as long as you got a sheet over top of it, you know, you got a fitted sheet over top of it, perfectly fine. So, interesting fact, a reason I figured this out is I had to like cut a mattress too. And I was like, oh, it's not that bad. I can look at it. But then the minute I cut a mattress to fit to my second van that I was building, I had to touch the memory foam because I took it all apart. And it was disgusting. It's so gross. I don't know how people, you touch it. Engineer Al's been coming in here touching it too. And I think you guys just do it on purpose.
Just bothering you, sure, yeah.
So gross.
Sound or smell, either one or both, that makes you just cringe. I wish that I had like a little holster and I could just walk around with a can of WD-40 everywhere I go. Because the sound of squeaky like metal, whether it's door hinges or this microphone that we have in the studio in front of all of our faces, is on like a metal claw, I guess. And the one, I don't notice yours do it as much or Amy's do it as much, but the one on this side of the studio, and I move around a lot.
You do, yeah.
I feel like I hear it when I listen back to our podcast sometime. This one, it's, you can kind of hear it.
You can hear it, yeah.
Let me crank up the microphone and see.
Yeah, no, you can hear it.
That squeaky sound drives me absolutely insane. I don't like it.
That's one other thing that drives me crazy too, is like when somebody's stirring like noodles or something that they're cooking with a metal pot and a metal spoon, that noise is like worse than nails on a chalkboard. Like, I know people are going to say that. Somebody's texting in saying that right now, actually. And it's, besides that, like my stepmom, whenever I go home, she cook delicious. I love her food, but I can't. I'm like, I got to go walk Jasper, because when she's cooking, she's just scraping the bottom of that with a metal spoon. I'm like, oh, I can't stand it.
A sound or a smell that just makes you cringe.
When people say, good job.
So it actually makes you cringe if somebody says the sentence, good job?
Yes, because everybody says it, that it's just ingrained. Oh, good job. Oh, good job. It's like, say something else. Use a different word. Say awesome word. Great work. Fantastic. Fabulous. But everybody says, good job. And it's like, oh.
Must be really hard for them to praise you in the workplace. Just saying.
Yeah.
You know, and that's I guess it is technically a sound, you know, a phrase, but I was thinking it'd be more like just a, you know, these items make the sound, or a person could make the sound, but that works too.
I mean, you sound like my dog. His trigger word is hello.
And he barks.
He's like, freaks out.
Say hi to me.
He'll like puff up and he'll just like look around. If I want to get his attention to actually start going, I'm like, hey, hello, how are you?
Who's here?
And then he'll start walking better. It's like
sound,
nobody's around.
Or smell. It makes you cringe.
For a smell, I would say steamed cauliflower.
Steamed cauliflower, huh?
It's gross. It's disgusting. Yeah.
And if we're being honest, all cauliflower smells like flatulence. Let's just be real here. That sound or smell, you just don't like it. Makes you cringe. 237. It's text 35270. It's Dua Lipa plays. Dance the night, Y94. It's Playhouse, Y94. In the middle of a totally random question, what is a sound or a smell that just makes you cringe? Do you have one?
It's celery.
Really?
I cannot stand the smell of raw celery, cooked celery, anything that has celery. I will know immediately, and I just automatically cannot even be near it.
And no idea what the origin is, just always bugged you.
Yeah, I mean, I even had it when I was a child, but now I just don't know. I can't stand it.
So it's just, at this point, you're like, no, thank you.
Have you ever had it where it was like boiled? Because I did a cleanse or whatever, and it was like boiled into like this soup, right? And it's just those little U shaped, and I could just picture how she's talking about it too. Like, I could just picture it. It's gross looking too when it gets like boiled and it's like a weird green color.
I think it's a common thing in like soup. Some people put in chilies.
Yeah,
no, it's just kind of one of those extra things you throw in there.
I just put peanut butter on it. Like, I like celery like that, but I can't, like, I would have to agree. If it's in a soup, disgusting. Don't do it. It's not worth it. It doesn't contribute to any taste.
Yeah, I would argue, though, if that's how you're eating it, you don't so much like celery as you like peanut butter, and that's just the vessel at which you're transporting the peanut butter into your mouth.
Exactly. There's no taste. It's even like just when people put like the green stuff on, it just looks pretty. Yeah, I don't care what it looks like. It's going in my stomach. It doesn't taste like anything.
A sound or a smell, it makes you cringe. You don't like it.
The sound of my dog licking herself.
I know they gotta have baths, but it is just the ickiest.
Yeah, especially when I'm trying to sleep and I just say, stop it, and she goes into a different room.
Well, let's be honest, though, you still hear it. It's just muffled then. Like, I can still hear you.
I can still hear you right now. Stop it.
Cringy sounds or cringy smells. We see in some.
Yeah, somebody said wet peanut butter. Like when you wash dishes and then there's peanut butter on the knife, it smells like pee, apparently. I guess I've never paid attention. I love peanut butter, but now you're going to make me question it next time I do it. Somebody said, I hate lotion. The sound of it being rubbed in, the feeling on my skin makes me sweaty. So you get sweaty when you put lotion on?
Well, there is like a plopping. I don't even know how to describe it.
True,
you
too.
Know that sound of lotion on skin, which now feels gross and dirty.
It seems weird to say. Somebody else said velvet or like the sound of velvet, which is basically kind of like the memory foam, in my opinion. And then nails on a chalkboard coming in, knife scraping on a plate, absolutely annoying. Somebody said the smell of gasoline. So,
gasoline, I think, is one that's, it's funny because we talked recently about like smells you really like, and that one made the list quite a bit. What is a smell or a sound that you think is just super cringy if we missed one? 237 is for the Playhouse. 837 as we play Charlie Puth. How long? Y94, the number one hit music station. I'll admit. 8:40 in the morning, Playhouse, Y94, doing this totally random question of sounds or smells that just make you cringe. Any last ones that popped in there, they're like, oh yeah, these are cringy.
Yeah, so somebody else was texting in and said, teeth on a fork.
That can be kind of that scrapey. Mm-hmm.
When you like kids that need to figure it out, it's usually a kid thing. But then there are the grown-ups that were never told by their parents not to bite down on the fork or like a spoon too. It's like you don't need your teeth for a spoon. You just
Somebody tweeted one at us, or is it? Can he still say tweeted, or is it X'd us now?
It's weird. I still say tweet.
Somebody X tweeted at us and mentioned the idea of clipping nails. I agree with that. There's something. It doesn't bother me if I clip my own nails, but listening to somebody else clip their nails can be kind of grody.
Yeah, because you never know. Like, there's those people that if you can hear them, if the people are clipping their nails at work, I've heard that before, and you're like, what am I hearing? Why are you doing it at work? Because you know those things are just flying all over the place.
Yeah, it's gross too in public. Gross. And cringy smells or sounds. Hi.
The smell of burning flesh. I work in surgery and use cautery.
Ooh. Gotta imagine that the smell of burning skin is a pretty distinct smell.
That it is. I love my job, though.
I actually think it's probably one of my life goals to never know what burning flesh smells like.
Okay.
But thank you.
Coming up this hour,